Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently about 11 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and we're on the air with our guests today, which are Patty Finan and Judy Marion. They're with the Thumb Arts Guild. Coming up is Art in the Park, Labor Day weekend, and it is how many years you've been doing this, folks?
This is our 10th year.
10 years, a decade.
It is. It's pretty amazing. We didn't think when we started out with 17 artists that we would go this far, and we've gotten 64 coming this year, so...
Very good. And a full range again of artists?
Yes. We've got all kinds of mediums represented. We've got watercolor and oil and acrylic and photography and ceramic art, pottery, wood creations, jewelry, ironworks, rustic birdhouses, mosaics, stained glass, wearable art, blown glass, burn sketching, mixed media sculpture, and watercolor. So we've got all kinds of art out there to see, and it'll be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm interested in the blown glass, because that's a really new one to our group, of exhibitors, and there's quite a few different ones in here that you don't always see.
Now, some of them, like blown glass, obviously you're not going to have somebody blowing glass there. You need
demonstrations.
You need a very hot kiln type place to melt the glass and all of that stuff, and it's dangerous, and you don't want touchy-feely people getting burnt.
Right.
But some of these will have, a little bit of demonstrations available.
Yeah. Yep, we will. We've got the demonstrations will be at, I believe it's 10, 1:30, 2, and 4 on both Saturday and Sunday. And we've got a lot of different artists that will be demonstrating their artwork. So there'll be things going on in the different booths all throughout the weekend. And we're also going to have some of our fiber art ladies will be spinning wool in their booth too. So a lot of stuff you can see.
Yeah.
So they're not just spinning yarn? Your yarn.
Yeah. Okay.
We had to try it. You don't give it a shot, nothing ever happens.
That's right.
Now, I understand it's growing through the years. You're in your 10th year. How did you start off, and what are you up to now?
Well, I'm one of the originals 10 years ago, and I think I mentioned it before that it all began really with Carl Ossentoski. He had a bunch of artists come here to Bad Axe, and we all didn't know each other at the time, but Jane Mays was one of those artists, including myself and others, and she noticed that there were so many artists from our area. She got a list from Carl and had another meeting, and we all went to it. We decided we needed to have a guild. We named it, and I remember the first meeting particularly, and it took us a while to come up with a name that we, Thumb Arts Guild, but we went from there, and it was really enthusiastic. Everybody wanted to do everything all at once, and really you need to slow down and do one thing well and then add over the years, and I think we've done a really good job over the years.
Yep.
So basically, Carl, I think, was putting together a brochure
on
artists in the area, and this is an offshoot of this.
This is right, exactly.
Yeah. So, it was the love of my life to find out that, that they were having an art guild. It was something that I really, really looked forward to.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's a great group of people, and we meet on the second Tuesday of every month at the Visitor Center in Port Austin at 7 o'clock. And so we have a really good group of people that get together every month.
And can I put in that we're really looking forward to having some young people. And what I mean by young people, it could be teenagers, high school people, children, to get them involved. They're more than welcome to join our group. And we're not very expensive.
Exactly. Our dues aren't very much at all. It's $10 for kids under 21, and then $20 for an individual, $30 for a family, and $50 for a business. So it's not expensive to join at all. And there's a lot of talent you can tap into within the group that can help out and mentor people.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And mentoring is the great thing, is because even for other members, we can get information, like how to mat things, or where do we go for this supply, or how is this done. At every meeting, after every meeting, we usually have somebody that demonstrates their art or something that's interesting to the group, or that they can either use or, learn from.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of fun.
But as I understand it, you don't even have to be an artist. You just have to have a love of art if you want to be part of the group, because if you're artistically challenged, like me,
yes.
you know, can't well, carry a can, tune out of a music can, store, yeah. then, you know, we need to look elsewhere for...
Yeah, no, we have a lot of people that are just supporters that come and volunteer time at the kids' tent or at the members' tent. And so we have a lot of people that are just supporters that want to make sure that the arts flourish and that they, you know, they join just to be informed about what's going on.
Is this kind of unusual for a small community to have a full-fledged arts guild? Is this something that you're finding more and more? Because you must meet people from around the state when you do these art in the parks things.
Sure.
There are other ones around. You know, but we've been real fortunate to have the artists and the involvement of the artists, especially in the Port Austin area. You know, they put on a lot of different festivals, and the Art Guild really helps them with artistic endeavors, mm-hmm. you know, for their festivals. Or we, you know, decorate at Christmas time sometimes, and we put up a sculpture that three of our members help design, and, you know, it goes on and on. It's really great.
Yeah, and actually for their Pirates Festival is this weekend, and we help to paint like a flatboard where you can stick your face in and get your picture taken, and the Arts Guild helped to, you know, work on that. Larry Conger designed it, and all of our members are helping to paint it. So we do a lot within the community, too. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of give and take. The businesses really support us, and we try to bring more people in, obviously, on Labor Day weekend is our big show. We also have one Memorial Day weekend. So we try to do as much as we can to bring people into the town, and we've had people from out of state that, you know, come here every Labor Day weekend to see art in the park. So it's a really big event. We have between 2,500 and 3,000 people usually on the weekend, and there's a lot to do. It's not just artwork, but there's kids' tent where you can go and make kids, you know, do kids stuff. There's a puppet show at 1 o'clock. Sandra McLean at S&D Puppetry will do the Cowgirl and the Black Eyed Pea, which I'm anxious to see what she's doing. She has so much fun when she does her stuff. So, and we have bands playing on Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday it's 11 o'clock. It's Bill Denbrock, big band, and at 2 o'clock it's George Swadler, and then Sunday it's 11. It's Sax Appeal, and 2 o'clock is Spring Street Boys. So we've got live music going on. So you can come and sit on the park on the hill and listen to the music. And there's food provided by the North Huron
National
Honor Society.
Right? They're a new group this year.
Yeah.
They're taking it over. So we don't even know what. Do you know what they're
serving?
Yeah,
I think they're going to have the same kind of stuff as last year. Probably brats and chips and soda and that kind of stuff. So there's, you know, same kind of food. But it's 10 to 5 on both days, Saturday and Sunday, of Labor Day weekend. So we're looking forward to having everyone come out.
And you just come out. There's no entry fee.
Because
and it's, you know,
a good time.
This is one of the things you put on, but you need funds to make things happen too.
Right. Exactly.
It's a good time to do some Christmas shopping. Early Christmas shopping.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful stuff that, you know, that you get an opportunity to see. Not always. You know,
right.
Just usually at the shows.
Yeah, so, and we're actually having a silent auction on Friday night, which is a really good way to get some bargains on some pieces. A lot of the artists, I think we've got over 30 people donating a piece of their artwork, and we'll put it up for bid on Friday night. The doors open at 6:30 at the Port Austin Gym, which is just a block from Main Street at Port Austin. And so they can come in at 6:30 and take a look at everything. We'll award the final bids at 7:45 at the gym. So come in and check it out. But it's a really good way to get some bargain prices on some really wonderful
artwork.
Don't
forget the trays.
Yes, the serving trays. We have a unique thing every year. Dave Thummel is our master carpenter, woodworker extraordinaire, and he has made some serving trays. And then everybody takes them and decorates them in whatever fashion they want, and we auction them off. And so the final bid will be at 2 or 3 o'clock on Sunday at Art in the Park, but you can bid on them Friday night at the auction, too, and even during the day on Saturday and Sunday. So they're very, very beautiful. They're just unique. Some people have done them with jewelry and beads, and some have just painted, and some have done all kinds of things with them. So they're very, very pretty, and they're at Lisa's Loft in Port Austin. And they're also at the Marnie Schwadler's Town and Country Casual Store in Port Austin. And they'll be at the Farmer's Market this weekend. We'll have a tent set up there. So you can come and see a few of them at the market, too, on Saturday.
Terrific. The Friday night silent auction, is that... You take it that night. You need to bring your checkbook. Do you need to have, you know, a line of credit from your bank? Because some of these some of this artwork, you know, can be expensive.
It can be, but I don't think the ones on Friday night are that expensive. I think that's within pocket you know.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty, I mean, you can get them for a lot cheaper than you would pay for them at the show. So
you're talking about fundraising. That's another way we fundraise for our group, along with the trays, is the silent auction.
Right.
Our artists donate pieces of their work, and then we auction them off. And that's how we build, some of our fundraising monies.
Yeah, we also get grants. We've gotten a grant from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, and that's helping to fund.
How many years has that been, Patty?
Probably 9. I think we've gotten something every year that we've applied, and I don't think we did it the first year, but every year since then we've applied and gotten something. We haven't always gotten the full 4,000, but we've usually managed to receive something, and that definitely helps. It pays for advertising, and it pays for security guards and that walk around
signage,
the park and all that kind of
signs
stuff.
Signs and
road signs and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it helps a lot.
Flyers.
Now, if people are heading out to this event and they see something like, is most of what's out there for sale? Are these mostly commercial artists rather than people who kind of cherish their work and want to take it home?
No, everybody's there to sell something.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's all for sale. And there's not many... I don't know what you mean by commercial artist, but there's a lot of people that paint and do.
Do you know what a commercial artist is versus, like a pro and an amateur? Is a pro artist sells their work, has sold their work. An amateur doesn't. So that's the difference. Commercial artist is a pro who sells the work, and any artist who sells their work is a pro artist, professional artist.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people that come, and like I said, a lot of people have agreed to donate a piece for the silent auction, so there'll be a lot of artwork there to look at Friday night, and that's pretty quick. We open the doors at 6:30, and we're done by 7:45, awarding the bids, we start. So it's a really quick way to get a really nice piece of work for less than what you might pay for it the next weekend, the next 2 days. So
we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. Because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
It is currently 23 past the hour, and we are back. Our guests in the studio today from the Thumb Arts Guild, we have Patty Finan, Judy Marion, and Judy actually is an artist. She's not going to be showing her artwork this year, but maybe next year as you get a bigger collection and stuff to put out in the park.
Correct.
That's right. Yeah, but it takes a lot of work to get everything ready to go, so...
Now, if people are interested in getting involved in the Arts Guild, we kind of talked about, that you don't have to be an artist. And
right.
If you are an artist, it's good. But how do you go about doing all this?
Yeah, if you want to get involved, you can either come to the meetings, second Tuesday of the month at the Visitor Center in Port Austin at 7 o'clock. And we'll be glad to welcome you into the fold. And if you want to go to the website, which is www.thumbartsguild.com, there's a membership form there that you can print out and mail. Post Office Box 538 in Port Austin. 48467, and just mail, mail your dues in, and we'll get you registered and get you out a newsletter and a welcome letter and all that kind of stuff. So
and don't forget the young people.
Yeah, we need.
It's
to,
important to get young people involved.
Yeah, and that's why.
Especially then they don't get a whole lot of it in school anymore.
Right. Sometimes, yep. There's a lot of art teachers, and actually Michelle Pelega at Bad Axe Schools runs the kids tent for us, and she does a wonderful job and gets some kids to volunteer to help out in the kids tent. And that's why we wanted to include it and make sure that we don't drop it, because we think it's important to get the kids over there with their families creating art, and then they can take it home. And you'll watch the kids after they've made their little clay things, and they'll walk around with it on their hand like it's a prized possession. And it's just, and I always make sure I have them show me what you did, and so that they can, they're really proud of what they do, and it's a great way to get kids interested in art. So.
And you learn the tricks about how to get them to tell you what it is so you don't get it wrong.
That's right. That's right. Usually you can tell, but they're like, sometimes you have to say, well, what? Tell me what it is. And then you get the clues. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then we bring Sandra McLean in with her puppet shows, and those are always packed. The kids are always, you know, watching that. And she does such a good job with that. So it'll be interesting. I'm anxious to see her new show this year.
Show, yeah, she's done quite a few new ones.
Are artists kind of...
Shy?
No, shy. I mean, would you, you know, are there a lot of people out there who could be considered artists who might not consider themselves to be artists?
Yes. I found that out when I had them in the store, and I'd have to actually talk them in. They were extremely shy, especially if they've never sold any of their work before. And to get them to come, I'm always trying to encourage them. But some of the ones that never sold before have now a great following, like Donna Rupersberg and quite a few others, you know, that never, you know, she started painting when she was 65. She was a piano teacher, and she started painting, and now she's got such a following that's unbelievable. She's always telling me, you know, when did you start here?
I mean, she paints wonderfully, and that's one of the things that we love about the Guild, too. It's a great spot. You know, we have what we call the members tent or the welcome tent, where if you only have a few pieces and you want to get them out there and just to see what people think, it's a great way to start, so you can just put your artwork out there and sell it in the members tent.
Two or three, four pieces.
If you don't have, you know, enough to fill a booth or, you know, be able to sell over the weekend. And I remember the first year I was there, you know, I was a chairperson, but I didn't have any of my photography pictures out. And so my sister-in-law said, Patty, you need to get a booth here. You know, you need to sell your stuff. And so we went that night and set stuff up and, you know, got it ready for the next year. So it's just a really good way to encourage other artists and to...
artists have a hard time. They express and they love their work, but they really don't think that people appreciate it either. And unless they can get into... you know, something like this, like an art guild that gives them courage and other artists that say, hey, you know, you really have some talent here.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of closed in. You know, they do their work and privately, and they don't market their work, so they don't know if there's any market for it. And this is why it's a really good way, you know, the guild is a good thing to get them involved.
Yeah, and Dave Thummel was a retired dairy farmer and went back to his woodworking high school shop stuff.
And he has
got a following, and his things are beautiful. He's got some new things out this year that are just amazing what he does.
You know, he's been on the TV.
He's on a couple of TV shows. And
Donna's been in the historical Michigan
History magazine
for paintings of Seven Gables and Huron City.
Yep, so we've got a lot of stuff that people that have, you know, really flourished underneath being part of the Guild. So that's been a lot of fun to watch.
Do they also have problems with, you know, you can maybe enjoy the painting, but maybe you don't necessarily like the interaction when you've got to stand there and show them your painting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that you aren't proud of it, that it isn't good. It's just, you know.
You don't know what to say.
Yeah. There's a sort of a showmanship, a salesmanship that needs to be there that they may feel, you know, I'm not really good at that.
Well,
you know, I feel that sometimes the work speaks for itself. You don't really have to say a whole lot if you're that shy. And in that case, that you're really that shy about it, you can ask one of the guild members to help, or you can have somebody in your family come that would be willing to, you know, market your stuff there. But I don't think it's really that important. I've been to a lot of shows, and I've been in a lot of shows, and there's some artists that just sit quietly by their work, and it speaks for itself.
There are some that don't even hang out in their booth. You know, they go walk away, and then if someone walks in, it looks like they want to do something, then they'll come in and do it. You know, so it's a lot of different ways of doing stuff. So, but it's a great venue. It's a great place to get some, you know, like Judy said, some early Christmas presents. Everything's unique. You know, it's the artist's creation.
Originals.
And, you know, a lot of the jewelry is handmade, blown glass.
We have a jury every year, and three of us people that they pick every year to go, and they see the pre-photographs of the artwork that comes in, and we determine whether we feel it's appropriate, and also if it was its original, because that's one of the things the requirements is that original. And one time one lady asked me what the difference between art and crafts were, and I told her that art is something that is original, that comes from the artist. Craft is a copy of what the artist has come up with, the ideas.
Yeah, and that's a hard one. It's a fine line, and it's something we battle with all the time. So, you know, we have, like I said, the jury committee, like Judy said, the jury committee is different every year. We elect the jurists, and they are the ones that go through and review the applications for the Art in the Park, and we haven't turned anybody down this year. Everybody got in that applied, so it's, you know,
We also have awards, too. We have ribbons for Best of Show and First and Second and Third and Honorable Mention.
Yep.
And we have judges, you know. We have a couple judges.
We'll have two judges this year that'll walk around Saturday morning and look at everything. And for them, it's very hard. They've told us that we've had people in the past that say, this is so hard to do because there's such good work.
Yeah. And so well, and they may have a first love you know, on a certain type, but you've got to be fair to everybody. So that's where the judge part comes
in. Right, exactly. So they'll walk around morning, and we usually don't tell the artists who they are. You know, sometimes they know and sometimes they don't. And, you know, they'll come back and tell me who the winners are, and we'll award that on Saturday at 3 o'clock. So that'll be fun to see who gets it this year.
Is it... with artists out there that may not may be up and coming, is it a good time to maybe get a piece that's a little less costly than it might be when they hit their stride?
It could be. You might. I have an original Donna Ruppersberg or something. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and one of our, Jane Mays, one of our artists, has new poetry book out.
Yes.
Called Drawn in Dust. And she'll have that for sale in the members' tent, too, in the welcome tent. So, you know, we have a lot of fun with it. It's a great weekend. It's a good family event to bring the kids to because they can see art and see people selling art, and they can make something, and they can listen to the music, and it's just a lot of fun.
And watch the puppet show.
Puppet show at 1 o'clock. Yep.
It's usually a dog show too. Everybody likes to bring their dog.
Yeah, we have a good time at the weekend, so it's a lot of fun, and we hope everybody comes out. It's a great way to get some wonderful artwork.
And when they bring their dogs, you give them a bag, and you say, "That's not art."
That's right. Oh, and we. Are we selling mums this
year? Yes, actually, we're going to have some mums for our donation. For a $5 donation, you can get a mum, and that's another one of our fundraisers. Yep, the suggested donation is $5, and we'll have those for sale in the park, too. So if you want to get some early plantings for the fall, that'd be a great way to do it.
Well, terrific. And, again, this is coming up what weekend, and dates and times and all that good stuff?
Labor Day weekend, September 3rd and 4th. 10 to 5 both days, and the silent auction is Friday night at between 6:30 and 8. We'll start the awarding the bids at 7:45.
And you just show up. You don't need to have an invite. You don't need any of that. No. You just show up and
participate. The public is more than welcome to all events.
Yes.
And I understand you also have another event coming up a little later in the fall.
Yes, we do. We're going to be at the Polka Fest in Kindy this year. So we're going to have some artwork for display in the ice cream parlor and over at, I believe it's Carol Baker's home. She has a restored a church, and so she's going to, it's a church or a school? I can't remember which.
I think it's a church.
And she's going to host some of our artwork there, too. So we'll have art at the Polka Fest, and that's, I think, September 17th and 18th. And so that goes, I believe, 10 to 4, I think, is when we're going to have it. So we'll have artwork for sale in the ice cream parlor and also at Carol's home. So that'll be.
And this is general art. It's not geared towards
Polish or German.
Yeah. You know, a lot of our members go to different festivals and art shows, through Huron County from the different communities that set up, like Pigeon and Caseville and different venues. You know, they'll go to, they'll be invited to, and then whatever artists like Lady Slipper and, you know, there's a lot of festivals, Harbor Beach, you know, they all have art festivals, and we all sort of, you know, are invited to all of them, whoever wants to go. And
it's open to everybody, so we're hoping the public will come and support art in the county and also listen to the music and have a good time.
Well, terrific.
We're hoping for good weather.
Yes.
Well, we've had a pretty good summer thus far.
Yes. Well, August has been fairly good, yeah.
We have, yes. So we're hoping hoping next weekend is nice and sunny and cool.
Keep our fingers crossed for you. We'll get a northerly breeze. It'll be cool.
It'll be nice. That's right.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Thanks
Hope you have
for
a good turnout.
Thanks.
Give them the phone number once again if they want to join the guild or get more information. I think you have a website, too.
Sure, we've got a website, www.thumbartsguild.com, and you can call my cell phone, 989-670-8196, if you'd like more information.
Terrific.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for being with us. Our guests today on the program have been Patty Finan and Judy Marion. They're with the Thumb Arts Guild talking about the upcoming Art in the Park Labor Day weekend, the Silent Auction Friday night, Art in the Park Saturday and Sunday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.